Amen. Thank you. You may be seated. Turn your Bibles to Romans chapter 8 this morning, please. Romans chapter 8. We're looking at verses 23 through verses 25. We're going to be speaking on the topic of hope this morning. And there's a reason for it as we look at God's Word today. It seems like more and more, if we take our walk with the Lord, it seems like we become less and less productive. I don't know why that is. It seems like we take a little step forward, we take five or six back. Move this way, then we move back. It seems like we only want to go so far, and there's a wall before us, and we stop at that wall. I want you to realize something this morning. In the Christian walk of life, there's a lot of hope. Hope of better days, hope of better things to come, hope of a better future that's going to be. We think about all of these things. When I think about hope today, I think about people when I talk to sometimes and ask about going to heaven, they give me this hope-so thing. I want you to realize there's no hope-so to it. You can actually know if you're going to go to heaven. You can actually know through the blood of Jesus Christ and what the Bible teaches us. You would read 1 John chapter 5, verse 13. It says this, that ye may know the Lord Jesus Christ, that he is your Lord and Savior. As we grow up in Christ, my friends, we are to gain a lot of knowledge in him. We are to understand his word. We prepare our hearts each day. And as we do those things for the Lord, when we grow, my friends, you become more productive. And that's what I'd like to see more people be, is